Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us this morning, crime and terrorism analyst Brad Garrett. Brad, learning this morning about an attack in northern England on a Jewish synagogue. What do we know about this so far?
So apparently an individual showed up at a synagogue that was, I think, just north of Manchester, England. And the witnesses described that he apparently hit people with his car and then at some point stabbed people. Now, the police are reporting, because apparently they immediately got on the scene, they ended up shooting him, I think more than once, because once he was down but not dead, they were concerned that he had explosive devices on him. Now, I haven't read anything in the last 5 minutes that tells us one way or the other. They had to end up shooting him, according to what they reported, a second time to make sure he didn't get up, because they were concerned he had a bomb on. So that's where it stands, but the ripple effect of that on, you know, synagogues across the UK, but it would also apply here, because today is a Jewish holiday. And so, my concern, obviously, when we have these, is then will we get a copycat from it? I don't know. Certainly, I hope not.
Yeah, today is Yom Kippur, holiest day of the Jewish year. I hate to say this, but you don't often hear about incidents like this in other countries, right? You usually hear about it here. Why is that?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, it has happened in England before, but generally speaking, you don't hear about it. I don't know the answer to that question. But you can sort of add to it this general level of increased violence, clearly here, and in other parts of the world also.
I mean, knife attacks, especially if this did involve a knife, we've seen those all across England for many years now, and something they've really had to deal with. We'll wait for more information on that. And Brad, as we look at this attack over in England, we're still over here in the U.S. kind of grappling with the rise in political violence and how that has become such a big issue here. We keep kind of pointing to this one thing that a lot of these people have in common who commit these acts of extreme violence and killing, that they all seem to be young men who are chronically online.
And that is true, but you also have to premise that statement with, there are millions of kids in this country that are online way too much. They're on their phones way too much. It causes or can cause behavioral problems for them, anxiety, depression, and other things, but not violence. But there is a subset. And we've had, you know, examples both of Charlie Kirk's shooter, the Dallas ICE shooter, a 16-year-old at a high school, which was the same day as Charlie Kirk's assassination, and I could come up with others that did have excessive online presence. Now, it's not that simplistic either. You can't just say, okay, people that are online excessively go commit violence, because it's just not true. All I'm suggesting is, and the social psychologists that study this stuff saying, that excessive online presence, particularly as it gets channeled into things like white supremacy or anti-Semitism or whatever it might be, that a steady diet of that in an isolated setting, and then you add to it violent video games, that is a toxic mix that can send some people over the edge. And does it apply to these examples we're talking about? Probably, at least to some extent, or maybe in some cases to a greater extent. We'll just have to see. But it's a big problem around the world, not just here in the U.S. And a lot of these social psychologists that study it, you know, firmly believe that kids shouldn't even have phones until they're at least 16. So, you know, there is that. But it is a growing problem.
Well, kids seem to have phones. They're younger and younger getting them. 16 seems like, you know, a big difference from the age that they seem to be getting them now, which is maybe 10 or
correct
as late as 12. But parents would be the first to see some of this happening in their own home. What do they do if they have deep concerns about their sons?
You know, it is a real problem because, I mean, start with peer pressure. So let's just say that you regularly take your son or daughter's phone because of behavioral issues, because of they're just spending too much time on it and not doing their homework, whatever it might be. You can do that. But then the amount of pressure and behavioral issues you get from kids, because they do get attached to them. And to a certain extent, they are addicted to their phones and to social media. And so to abide by these rules that I just went over, I mean, it could become a part-time job for a parent just trying to enforce that. And, you know, older parents in particular are less sort of internet, computer, social media savvy. It even makes it even a bigger challenge to even try to even keep up with what they're doing online. So I'm not suggesting any of this is easy to do, but I am suggesting that if we don't do something about it, that it can cause real behavioral issues for your kids as they go into adulthood. I mean, if you take away what the rest of us grew up with, which is social interaction, you know, we were in the band, we played sports, we were in the chess club, whatever it might be, but we had activities that kept us being with other people. And you get socialized, obviously, by being around other people. If you grow up basically online, you don't have any of that. And it basically gives you a disability to a certain extent as an adult.
Well, Brad, we thank you for the time this morning and really important stuff to continue to watch for. Brad Garrett, crime and terrorism analyst, joining us live here on WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.